the government deployment of new forces, releasing of intelligence suggesting an Iranian threat, and reported review of war plans signals the imminent possibility of a war, Freeman said. This is being encouraged, he suggested, by Israeli and Saudi officials keen to see Iran's regional power degraded and theocratic regime toppled regardless. He stressed there is no specific justification for war with Iran. Iran has been preparing for such a situation for decades. Iran has around 550,000 active military personnel, including reserves. This number pushes 1 million. Though the American military as a whole is much larger, it is spread all over the world. Based on Department of Defense data published at the end of March, the U.S. currently has around 30,000 troops stationed in various countries in the Middle East and South Asia. The majority are accounted for in Afghanistan, around 14,000, Iraq, some 5,000, Turkey, 1,600, all of which border Iran, and Syria, roughly 2,000. Apart from Turkey, all these troops are already engaged in in-country missions. Elsewhere, the major U.S. naval base in Bahrain is home to around 4,000 American personnel, while bases in Kuwait account for 2,000. There are 541 troops deployed at facilities in Qatar and another 297 in Saudi Arabia. All these locations are close to Iran, the Persian Gulf, and the Strait of Hormuz, where key clashes would take place in the event of any war between the U.S., its allies, and Iran. The remainder of U.S. personnel in the region are based further afield in regions like Egypt and the British Indian Ocean Territory, as well as a handful in nations bordering Iran like Pakistan and Turkmenistan. The Iranian military is not as sophisticated as the U.S., and the country would have little chance of success in a conventional war. As such, its forces would likely engage in unconventional operations to strike back. It has the ability to strike at U.S. bases and installations in the region with either missiles or unconventional forces or both, Freeman explained.